A lot of people heading up north this time of the year for a change of pace and scenery. This is Lisa Berry, and there's a Northern Michigan tile artist whose work you will likely see in many areas of Northern Michigan, and he's based in Sutton's Bay. He makes decorative tiles with everything from the University of Michigan Block M to fish and rocks and cherries. So we're very grateful to welcome Leif Sprock to WEMU. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you consider yourself an artist, a creator, and how would you describe what you do?
I create decorative ceramic art tiles. And, you know, the business started as me having grown up in Leelanau County, which has such a great tourist economy, and having also grown up at a pottery, I just had an understanding of not only nature and, you know, everywhere that people really kind of flocked to and really, the iconic locations of Northern Michigan. I started creating tiles, carving designs, starting with nature, and then kind of as my collection of designs grew, you know, and as I went to more art fairs, I'd create tiles that also include, you know, these iconic places and locations and, you know, all over the state of Michigan. And these are decorative art tiles, ceramic high fire ceramic tiles, very much like some people may know of Powatic pottery or a Matawi tile.
Sure.
I'm a version of those two businesses, those companies, but I've decided after doing this for 19, almost 20 years now, I've decided that I want to stick more towards the art, the artistry of it, the art of it. Not think so much in streamlining the tiles to make everything kind of work with bathroom backsplashes. Instead, I want to make as many designs as possible and let that part of my artistry, my carving, my creativity, I think that kind of my creativity when I carve a design, I feel is more intricate, more detailed, more personal than had I decided to like become a big company. Not that it's something couldn't come of my work someday in my collection, but you know, I'm not worried about making tiles of people that are just plain one color that go on your backsplash, and then maybe every once in a while you'd put in one of mine. So that's what I do basically.
They're kind of like markers of Michigan, sort of commemorative, and I don't want to diminish it by saying souvenirs, but you'll have Petoskey stones and you'll have sailboats, and I've seen Leland and sunrises and sunsets. Are you focusing along those lines?
Yeah, as I was explaining, like you know, when I grew up in a pottery, so you know, I mean, instead of doing chores when I was a kid, before I could go out and hang out with my friends, you know, this is before I could drive a car. This was before I went to a public school. This was at Sutton's Bay High School, Sutton's Bay Public School. I grew up in my dad's workshop, playing in his wood stove while he was throwing pots, and you know, and he was a ceramics instructor at the college in Traverse City. So I couldn't go out and play with my friends until I had 50 pinch pots made or, you know, 25 pigs, little pigs. I learned everything, all the ceramic. I mean, I did it when I was so young. I guess it was just like ingrained in my knowledge of, I didn't need to go to art school to learn how to form clay. I just knew all these things. So I went to college. I went to Hope College in Holland, Michigan, and I was recruited to play basketball there. So it kind of threw me out of the whole art family, I guess you'd call it, that I was in, you know, the notoriety and the excitement behind my basketball playing. So I went to Hope College and I was studying law, and I played basketball there for 2 years and did really well. I was the only one of two freshmen on the varsity, and we were runners up in the nation in 1997, 1998. But you know, I realized basketball wasn't gonna be how I made. I you know, it took time for me to understand this, and then I wanted to be a lawyer. And I did really well and graduated from Hope, but then I decided that this being a lawyer wasn't going to be what I wanted to do. So I found myself back up in Northern Michigan when that decision was made, and I started carving tiles unexpectedly. But part of me always, kind of in the back of my mind, knew that there was no way I could let my dad's business, my parents' pottery, mainly my dad's drive. You know, there was something special in that I knew that tradition that he started. When you live in Northern Michigan and your dad has a successful business as an artist, I guess there's something about that you would be denying if you didn't somehow become, you know, take on that rare possibility. I mean, it's not everyone that finds something that can be, you know, their livelihood in northern Michigan. And I guess part of me probably knew that it's almost like a moral thing that, you know, I shouldn't turn my back to this, but it was also like in my heart, it was also something that, you know, that I loved from my childhood. So when I first started carving tiles, I mean, I grew up working on farms, mainly I'm working on farms and farm markets. And, you know, then I had a pottery at my house. So the first 50 designs that I made, probably in the first 2 years that I started my business, there were all the things that I grew up knowing that people got excited about. Morel mushrooms, trilliums. I did all the towns in Leelanau County, Leland, Sutton's Bay, Northport, Glen Arbor, Lake Leelanau. You know, I kept checking them off the list. And, you know, then I started doing fish because I loved fish. And I did, you know, specific types of fish designs. And then I had all these Audubon books when I was growing up, field guides, learning how to identify things. And, you know, and then when I created a website, I started categorizing the different categories of designs. I had wildflowers, I had mammals, I had fish, I had insects. So it started like that. And, you know, it wasn't very long after 2, 3, 4 years, I had 100 designs and I started going to art fairs. And then when I was selling the tiles at my dad's gallery in a little shop that he had built for my sister and I when we were growing up. So, it was an old farmhouse and there was a granary that he was selling his gallery where he was selling his pots. And then, you know, so then there was a little building that he built next to it for my sister and I to sell things in. So I started selling the tiles in there and then I started going to art fairs. And when I went to art fairs, after, you know, it took about 2 years to build up my inventory. And after I went to a couple of them and they were successful, you know, I really started to learn directly through the customers, other things that people wanted and ideas really started to flow from there, getting orders, you know. And after 15 years, 16 years of doing art fairs, I mean, every art fair I go to, I get ideas, but maybe I'll go to 25, 30 art fairs this year. And every time I go to an art fair, I try to create something special for that community that I'm going to that represents where I'll be. Maybe it's a plaque that says Holland on it or Royal Oak or East Lansing. Or maybe it's the ore docks up in Marquette. So I'm going to Traverse City at the art fair this weekend. And right now I'm making my Old Mission Peninsula, a batch of my Old Mission Peninsula tiles. And, you know, I'm doing a raku firing just to have something fun and interesting. So, I mean, it wasn't long that now I have about 1,000 designs. And, it, you know, and then, you know, the feedback that I get from art fairs and, you know, once I have that base collection of 50 to 100, the designs that started my business, I mean, those are tried and true. Those to this day are still some of my best sellers. And everything else almost becomes like, you know, extra. Even it's amazing. You know, Pawabic Pottery in Matawi, you know, some of their first designs are for them too, are also their best sellers. It's just, I don't know. It's interesting how it works that way.
I'm hearing you say it's genetic. It's in your genes. And then you are representing the beautiful parts of Michigan, the nature and the outdoors. And that's where you get your inspiration from.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that's the base, the roots of my business was nature. Yeah.
You used to be located in Fishtown. I know a lot of people head to Fishtown this time of the year. No longer there. So people, if they're heading up north this weekend or throughout the summer or even in the fall, and I know you mentioned you'll be in Traverse City this weekend, but where else can we find your tiles?
We have a gallery in downtown Sutton's Bay. It's right on the main street, right on the sidewalk. On M22 there in downtown Sutton's Bay. We have a big sign up there. We have, you know, tiles on the awning outside. It's easy to find. And then we have a relatively new gallery. We've been there for about a year and a half now in Traverse City at the Grand Traverse Commons in the Mercado. That's our newest gallery. And then I like I said, I'm going to probably 20 to 25 art fairs this year. And, you know, a lot of people find me there too.
I know people are going to hear this and go, I know those tiles. I see those all the time when I go up north. So now we get to meet the artist behind them. And can you order them online as well?
Yep, we have a website. We've had it for almost since the beginning of my business. It's sporktileart.com. That's sporktileart.com. And when you go to the website, my goal with my business is to have as many designs as possible. That's kind of what I want to be known for. So we have a huge collection of designs, and obviously those tiles just aren't sitting there in some storage room. The picture you see isn't waiting to be, you know, we don't run out to the storage and grab the tile that you see on the website. Many times we'll communicate with the customers, send them images of what we do have in stock of those designs that they like, because we glaze them in so many different colors. Each design will glaze in several colors. So, and then other times we'll make the tile per order. So it takes time, to do that, but we provide that website, definitely.
And we will put a link to that website with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Leif Spork, thank you so much for telling us your story here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.